The Down Movement team has prepared for you a very nice list of some information that everyone needs to know about Down syndrome. In the list, we talk about some terms that may or may not be used when referring to a person with trisomy, as well as the guarantee of inclusion and citizenship, the relationship of what not to say about the subject and the importance of respect all people, whether they have a disability or not. For example, some people feel that there is no harm in using the term retarded when referring to themselves or people without intellectual disabilities, but this expression should never be used, regardless of context. Parents, friends and people with intellectual disabilities feel disrespected with the use of the expression retarded because it is always pejorative and there is a strong historical connection with the unequal, segregating treatment given to people with intellectual disabilities. The use of appropriate terms is important to address prejudices, stereotypes and promote equality and inclusion of individuals with disabilities. We can all make a difference in the inclusion process. Check out the list of 10 things everyone needs to know about Down syndrome. 1. Down syndrome is not a disease. Down syndrome occurs when, instead of a person being born with two copies of chromosome 21, they are born with three copies, that is, one more chromosome number 21 in all cells. This is a genetic occurrence and not a disease. Therefore, it is not correct to say that Down syndrome is a disease or that a person who has Down syndrome is sick. 2. People with Down syndrome are not all the same, although individuals with Down syndrome have some similarities to each other, such as almond-shaped eyes, low muscle tone and intellectual disability, they are not all the same. Therefore, we must avoid mentioning them as a single and uniform group. All people, including people with Down syndrome, have unique characteristics, both genetic, inherited from their family members, and cultural, social and educational. 3. People with Down syndrome have intellectual disabilities. Intellectual disability is not the same as mental disability. Therefore, it is not appropriate to use the term mental disability to refer to people with Down syndrome. Mental deficiency is a psychological impairment. 5. The person is an individual, he is not the disability. The person always comes first. Having a disability is not what characterizes the individual. Therefore, it is important to say who the person is and then mention the disability. For example, the employee with Down syndrome, the student with autism, the blind teacher, and so on. 6. People with Down syndrome have an opinion. People with Down syndrome study, work and live with everyone. These individuals have an opinion and can express themselves on matters that concern them. In the case of interviews, try to talk to people with disabilities themselves, not just family members, caregivers or specialists. 7. People with Down syndrome should not be treated like poor things. Having a disability is living with some limitations. This does not mean that people with disabilities are poor things. People with Down syndrome have fun, study, walk, work, date and become adults like everyone else. Being born with a disability is neither a tragedy nor a disgrace, it is just one of a person's characteristics. 8. Up close, no one is normal in the world. There are no normals and abnormals. All are human beings of equal worth, with different characteristics. If necessary, use the terms person without a disability and person with a disability. 9. Constitutional right to inclusion and citizenship. The Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities was approved in Brazil in 2008 as a constitutional norm. She says that it is up to the state and society to seek ways to guarantee the rights of all people with disabilities on equal terms with others. The convention is an important tool for accessing citizenship and needs to be more widespread among people with disabilities, lawyers and the general population. 10. Terminology is important. Appropriately referring to people or groups of people is important to face prejudice, stereotypes and promote equality.